disgusting.
I said, save it for the podcast.
Well, that is one way of looking at it.
Well, hello, and thank you for tuning in to Agricultural Acts, Season 2, Episode 1. I am Jeff. I am here with Dieter, Alex, Scott, executive producer, Dude of Audio, and our very special guest for Season 2. We're kicking it off, Princess Meg. Give it up, everybody.
Yeah!
Hello.
Now, most of us...
Princess Feltman.
Oh. She'll still be Megan.
She'll still be Megan, right? Yeah. Princess Megan.
Yeah.
So the engaged and marriage and all that kind of stuff, there's a tie-in right there between Scott and Princess Meg. They're partners.
Yeah.
We share the same bed.
You share the same bed. You share the same property. You share the same employer, that being Indian Ladder Farms here.
Yes.
They love each other.
They do. That's wonderful. And we have you on today.
Well, it's good because they're getting married.
I mean, that's kind of the foundation
of marriage is love. That's how you build a good marriage.
We just got our marriage license today.
Oh, that's an exciting time.
Round two.
Oh, so.
So she didn't mention the second marriage she had, so.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Yeah.
No, I got kicked back.
Yeah, they want that on file. You gotta let them know about that.
Did you get that annulment, Scott?
Apparently, you have to file taxes or something, too. There's like all kinds of unknown federal government type regulations.
I don't think we're gonna do any of that.
You guys are learning about the holy matrimony steps of it now.
Pay taxes.
No, I know. Who are you talking to over here? This isn't broadcast anywhere, right?
Well, Spotify, no one listens to that anymore, right?
We appreciate Spotify keeping us on for a second season.
We got picked up.
Yeah.
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 We got picked up.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Watch out, Joe Rogan.
Can we just talk about horses real quick and get it over with?
Nay.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about horses.
We got to hear the horse story.
I like the way he says it, don't you? Those horses.
Horse story. So that's H-O-R-S-E. Right? We're not transitioning from a beautiful story about matrimony to a story about horses.
No.
Right? Horses?
What's in your head?
Okay. We have a horse story to tell?
Oh, we do.
It's a tale.
All right. Who's going to tell the tale?
I think Alex is. Alex? He wasn't there.
That's how most Alex good make stories get told.
He'll paraphrase.
Here's the prequel. I just picked up a mirror for the Prius. Go, Dieter.
Yes. Well, we had a horse remove the driver's side mirror of our Prius.
Oh, my gosh.
He did not use
tools.
Was the
Prius in motion when the horse removed
the
mirror?
No, the Prius was stopped with me in the driver's seat holding onto the bridle of the horse. So I'm at my parents as a boy.
Take us back to the early days of Dieter.
Oh, you know what? I could go back further. So in the beginning, there were geosynclines, and that's how the plates were here. Now, okay, we're moving ahead to going to dinner at my parents for the first time since COVID. They allowed us in the house.
Big deal.
It was a big deal. Yeah. We enjoyed a nice meal.
What'd you have?
Oh, what did we have? Well, my mother makes this lovely...
Of course.
She makes a lovely Mediterranean summer dish that's roasted potatoes and tuna and beans and all sorts of nice summer vegetables with mozzarella and sausage and what else was on there? All kinds of good tomatoes.
The end of this episode. Yeah, we're wrapping it up. We're going to have dinner at Dieter's mom.
She does have some leftovers.
Sounds
great. She had some leftovers.
Oh, so this is a very recent story if there's leftovers.
Oh, my God. It happened yesterday, Jeff.
Okay.
This is fresh.
All right. All right.
You heard him say horses.
Story. You're hearing it here first on Agricultural Acts, Season 2, Episode 1.
See how the horses tie into the Agricultural Acts?
You're at your parents'. Yeah, absolutely.
Forget Jeff Bezos. Yeah. Hear the horse story.
You're at your parents' house. First dinners in 18 months.
Yes. True.
Okay. The car's parked out in the pasture?
No, car's parked out front. My parents don't have a pasture.
Okay, well, this gets more interesting right now.
They don't even want one.
All right.
But my mother is describing the dessert that we could potentially have. And as she's saying that, I see a riderless horse run by their house.
Oh, boy.
Followed by a horse with no saddle. peculiar.
Okay, so one horse with saddle, one horse without saddle.
No riders.
Galloping by.
No humans.
On the road.
On the road.
Are they? Do they appear to be on the run from something, or they're just out for a good time?
No, they appear to be terribly frightened and are headed for the highway.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And as you notice, when you get on the highway, no horses and bike riding allowed on the highway.
I've seen that sign. You're right. Yeah, no hitchhiking, all that.
So we mobilize the troops, myself and my son. And we head up the road and start following these horses. And Lori manages to crawl one into a yard and has it, the one without the bridle. So I'm driving down.
Is there anything Lori can't do?
Well, no, she can do everything.
She's a superwoman.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Or a Black Widow, maybe. I don't know. And so I managed to get up to the horse in the oncoming lane, mind you, and I grab it by the bridle and stop it. And the horse does not enjoy this action at all.
No.
No, very upset that I have it now. And it starts to rear up, then do quite a bit of damage to the car.
Oh, yeah, I see
And then
see
it
now.
Finally it calms down a little bit because it's exhausted. It's completely covered with sweat. Did I mention that it peed on the car?
No, well, I heard did that story.
Because it was upset. And it lays down. And a good Samaritan pulls up behind me in a pickup truck.
Where on the vehicle did the horse urinate? Windshield, back, all over?
Door.
It turns out horses can hold a lot of urine, Jeff.
Well, I've seen...
Have you ever seen the side of the driver's side, like a Prius?
Yeah.
Probably all over that.
Yeah, pretty much all of it.
And the hood.
Yeah. All right.
Probably got the hood.
Little windshield.
So you got,
little windshield.
You got your 2-horsepower Prius chasing the 2 horses.
Yeah.
The horse urinates all over the vehicle.
Lays down. So at this point, I think, so I'm still in the car. So I've got the bridle through the driver's side window with oncoming traffic.
What, the horse lays down to indicate that it might rain soon?
Well, I don't know if horses do that.
Oh, that's cows, I think. That's cows. That's the old wives' tale, yeah. Cows, yeah.
I mean, if I was a horse. But I'm not.
Dieter just has that kind of, that way with animals.
He's a whisperer.
The horses lay down immediately when Dieter's around.
He's like Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah. I've got the bridle in one hand and my phone in the other, and I'm trying to thumb dial.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I've got a wild animal in the other hand.
You're right.
And so a good Samaritan pulls up behind me to see if he could help, which then spooks the horse. Oh. The horse rears up and slips out of the bridle and runs away.
Oh, my goodness.
And runs up the hill and smashes the mirror off of the car.
I mean, that's worth, how much is a replacement mirror on a 92 Prius?
It's cheaper than an Audi.
Huh? It's an 08?
Yeah, it's an 08.
I'm horrible at guessing babies' ages and cars.
Now we have a silver $50 used mirror from the junkyard.
Nice. Nice. Well, you were there. You happened to look for the CUDA door?
I sent Alex. So ask him,
did
Alex,
you look for the CUDA door while you were at the junkyard, Alex?
No, but I did find a, it must have been like a late 70s plum crazy purple CUDA over at the auction house the other day while I was picking up.
I believe that was a
76. Like a 1950s vacuum cleaner for Deere.
Because we are still looking for a 74 driver's side CUDA door.
We are, and the 56 vacuum cleaners for another day.
Okay. Well, that is an outstanding story.
Just so you know, it works.
And the horse works. Of course it works. It's Electrolux. They still make parts.
Beasts.
All right, and now the reason why we're all here.
Yes. So the horses are still on the loose.
Oh, they are.
Yes.
Oh, so, boy.
I thought they got found.
I think that they...
They got back out again?
I think so.
I think Elmer found them.
I mean,
I just but that's, that
but that's what
one
not,
has
not
a
what
saddle.
This episode's about, Jeff.
It's not, but I want to conclude that story by asking, do they really make glue out of horses? And
these,
if so,
ones
how?
They are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay. Wasn't you do it, you tell you say that like I'm like that's you, a crazy question.
Like
I just
never
don't
made
see,
your own glue.
What, no,
obviously
I've eaten plenty
to, like,
of glue. Definitely had
the
all
horse.
The Elmers
the
in grade school.
The one horse had a saddle and a bridle because it bucked the rider off and broke his rib and his wrist.
Oh, so this was...
And then took off.
This is a story that you made up in your head, or you read this in the
No,
in
John
the,
Wayne was out there.
No. We the owner showed up, and he was not in great shape.
Oh, boy.
No, oh, yeah.
Oh, this is a mess.
He kept saying something about mucilage.
Hmm. All right. Well, this is maybe we'll have an update for you come season two, episode two of Agriculture Relax.
I think we're going to wait till season three.
But you're right. This isn't the reason that we're here with our very special guest, Princess Meg. We're here to bring light to this brand new cause, this brand new club, group, foundation.
So it is a society, and it's not. And so technically, it's not brand new. So Pink Boots Society was founded in 2013, but this is the first chapter in this area. There's a Buffalo chapter, a New York City chapter, but New York's really big, so we made a chapter right in the center of New York.
I like that you have your fingernails brilliantly painted in pink for Pink Boots Society.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Society.
Society.
That's huge. That's
big.
Well,
they had a meeting yesterday.
I saw pictures online.
Is that why they're pink?
That's where we're going with, Scott. Come on, play along.
All right, so Pink Boots Society, we all associate the color pink with breast cancer awareness.
Yes.
Is this what this is about?
No. So really, it's not.
You're batting 100 over there.
I blew it.
No. So this is just pink for women and the fact that women are underrepresented in the beer community. The founder did 40 breweries and realized there are a lot of women brewers out there, a lot of women in the industry, and saw a need to make a community so that women could feel connected, so that we could learn and grow. And what is still a male-dominated industry, but now is opening up to a lot more women.
Yeah, as it should be. I mean, women like good beer, too.
Oh, yeah.
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 Right? I'll drink to that.
Oh, there's a lot of women that make really
Yes. That's absolutely true. I think, and I'm sure we're all friends with the Sloop Brewery people.
Oh, yeah. A woman from Sloop was actually there.
Right. They're a big part of this female. In fact, I think they have an internship program that's open to females only.
They do. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly why they were there, to see how Pink Boots could actually help them with that. Also, the co-founder, Erica Anderson from Unified, won gold medals for her beer yesterday as well. So not only are there brewers, but there are gold medal winning brewers.
It sounds like you were at a gala.
It felt real. It felt amazing.
You should have saw the dress she left.
The
out there.
Dress?
Yeah, she was wearing a dress when she went there.
I did
and
not.
She left it for you?
Yeah.
She had the nice car that showed up and picked her up.
Scott is tough. Dieter, he's been hanging around with you a little too long. It's very difficult to tell when he's telling a bluff.
Yeah, and you're staring at me. You're like,
You don't really have a tell either. You got the same shit-eating grin on your face, whether you're telling the truth or not. You guys were supposed to laugh at that. That was supposed to be funny.
Oh, funny. Oh no, that felt real. That felt too real.
I like to think that my protege has done well.
Yeah, absolutely. You've taught him well. Nobody knows whether it's the truth or not. Meg, you're telling the honest to God truth about Pink Boots Society.
I absolutely am.
How can your goal is to get more women involved in the brewery, get a better representation.
Yeah.
Be maybe more well respected throughout do you feel like, is the feeling you walk into a brewery or whatever, you're looking for more employment, and they say, oh yeah, we need a host right now. We need a hostess right now.
Absolutely. I think that people under recognize what women are capable. A while ago when we were doing live music, people would ask if there was like Scott or Dieter, and I'm like, no, I do the system. And they're like, no. I need one of the men to do it. And I'm like, they don't know what I know, but okay.
That's actually true.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's doing.
It seems so hard to...
Well,
to...
we sent her for the training, so why should Scott and I know?
Right, yes. I know that I sent Meg the training for it, so that's what I know.
She's the one who knows.
I guess we hit whistles and bells in your studio, but...
That's true, yeah. And, I mean, that's just because we're having fun. Those are all, like, dummy buttons that I let you guys push.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We thought we were doing stuff.
You're fine.
I'm the kind of person that comes to a place and it's like, I need to speak to a man.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. It's 2021, man. We've had so much.
How were you brought up?
Well, and that still happens a lot, huh?
Well, yeah. So the co-leader, Erica, gets that a lot. So she is a co-owner with her husband, and he brews all of their regular beers, but she brews all of the sour. She's a fantastic sour brewer. And anytime someone's like, oh, that's cute. So you do front of the house? And she's like, no, I brew beers. Like,
you know, I think that I don't want to speak for all men, but I think that we're afraid to give up any kind of admittance that we're really stupid and lost without you. So that's mm-hmm. where we just, you know, push our chests out and say, where's the guy? I want to talk to the guy about this. And you, I'm sure all you women see right through that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, ask any of these men where the scissors are in that brewery. They don't know.
Dieter?
Well, I don't have scissors in the brewery.
We don't let him.
I have knives.
We don't let him have scissors because he's always running with them.
He's got those little kindergarten scissors.
Safety. Really cool safety scissors.
But your point is taken.
My point is, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, men are doing incredible work, but I think women should be recognized that we are on an even playing field. Like, we can do the things that men can do, and we shouldn't be looked at like, oh, we need to dumb it down for the woman.
It's I think I've told you this before. At the start of the pandemic, DJ Squeaky Clean, aka Aaron, aka yes. Dubsy, we started binging Survivor, and we're on season 23 now.
Oh, that's right.
And season 23 is men against women. And so it's been very interesting seeing, it's basically what you're talking about, but it's instead of brewing beer, they're building a fire.
Yeah.
You know, and the women are more than capable at doing all these things. And it's ridiculous watching how these guys treat them. Mm-hmm. And this season 23 of Survivor was like 20 years ago. It wasn't acceptable then, but it was a little more common. It's frustrating from a male point of view. I can't imagine. You guys are ready to rage.
I mean, it's not like rage. So I think the biggest misconception is that women want to remove men and take over. We just want to be recognized that we are as good as men. Like, we don't want more. We just want the same.
Seems fair enough to me.
Right? You would think.
So I think we've, since Spotify has renewed our massive contract for season 2, episode 1, congratulations on that. I think that a lot of brewers listen to Agricultural Acts. So how do people get involved?
To get involved with Pink Boot Society. So actually, and while we're talking very specifically about brewing, that's not all Pink Boots is. It's for anyone who is in a industry that you get 20% of your income from fermented beverages. So it could be wine, it could be cider, it could be mead. And it also doesn't have to be brewers. It can be like, I'm just a tasting room manager, but I say I'm just a tasting room manager, but that's a huge part. Turns out if you don't sell the beer or the cider,
what the hell's the point?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
It's going to go bad.
You're making the beer, Scott. Remember, you make
the
beer.
It's a team.
Oh. You want to
sell
it too?
You guys make the product, and I get to sell it. And that's a huge part.
We just dump it down the drain.
No, you put the alcohol in.
You guys.
Oh, yes. There's actually a tote right there.
Yeah.
The people sitting here, part of this podcast here, you're basically like the, we talk so much about Indian Ladder Farms being an estate brewery and cider producer and things like that. You're like the ingredients that make up the beverages. Everything has its role. Everything's got, and none is more important than any other. And this one's not going to work right if that one's not working right.
Absolutely. We all need each other. That's why this team is so great, because we all understand that we have a huge value and we respect the value that the other people bring to this team.
Did you guys get drunk at the gala?
We drank a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And, well, that's lots of people brought all sorts of cans from all different breweries. We had a great turnout. I really wasn't expecting the first meeting to go off the way it did, and it was really great. And we've got a lot of stuff to look forward to. I've got a great group that's going to help pick hops with us in the future. So
Nice. We need hot pickers.
Yeah,
hot pickers.
And they are excited.
So I don't think we got to the how do people get involved. How do you get in touch with Pink Boots Society?
So you go to the Pink Boots Society. There's pinkbootssociety.org, and you can just sign up. And if you're in this area, you can sign up for our chapter, which is the Upstate New York chapter. Or if there's a different chapter closer to you, you could do that as well. And really, you can be, if you own a business, if you're a tasting room manager, if you are just part of the industry, you are welcome, you're invited. We want to learn about all of the different parts, and we believe that everyone has value. We had people that just had was an owner of a craft beer shop. Like, that's part of this community too. We're nowhere without that.
Is it businesses that own have a TTB license?
Yes, so you have to have a TTB license.
What's
so,
TTB?
Tobacco.
Nope, tax and right. Tariff.
We just talked about this in the last episode.
It's basically ATF.
It's, it's what used to be the what they call it.
ATF.
Yes, but it's now Tax and Tariff Bureau. They've broken off, and we love them.
Yeah, of course we do. Absolutely, big sponsors of this podcast.
Yeah,
they're the ones that are underwriting.
They're
underwriting our Spotify.
Thank you. You'll never hear.
And so people who want to support these breweries, cideries, meaderies, wineries, pinkboots.org, Pink Boots Society.
Pinkbootssociety.org.
We can find out all of the places that
participate. And each year, so one of the things that we have to do each year, I mean, I say have to, like it's not super fun, is that we have to come up with a beer collaboration. So every year around March, I believe it is, we come out with a Pink Boots Society beer. So another way is to just drink the beer when it comes out.
Right.
And that's supporting, and
so how hard is that, Jeff?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Do that in my sleep. Literally do that in my sleep.
Yeah.
And I will say that Yakima Chief Hops out in on the West Coast, they provide the hops for these, for Pink Boots Society, and they make a specific blend, which is very, very unique. I've actually enjoyed using some of the Pink Society blends before.
So there's the Princess Pilsner, a very favorite beer of many people here at Indian Ladder Farms.
Holy smokes, I'm brewing that tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
It's coming right up.
This is part of the Pink Boots Society.
We are going to be working on a collaboration in the next few months, but we have not. We're going to get a group of girls together. And as wonderful as Scott is, we do have female brewers on board, so we're probably going to have them brew it.
And the Princess Pill's name is already taken.
See, yes, of course.
But I will say you cannot take Lady in the Tri-Clamp. I just brewed that on Monday.
We're having
that's
a very interesting glimpse into the future wedding here and the relationship. And that was a good example of compromise and explaining something that's not going to upset your partner.
Yeah, well, we lucked out by meeting Dieter. My goal was to own a brewery with Megan in Maryland.
I saved their relationship.
I believe it.
It would not have worked. I love working with Scott, but not as directly as working, co-owning a brewery would be. So this is, tasting room manager is really more my fit.
Yeah, I would be dead. I would be dead right now.
This is a really.
I would think clubbed like a baby seal is the way.
They're into the club scene?
Oh, yeah, they love it. They can get in.
That's an idea right there. Oh, I'm gonna write that down. Do you think there's a dance club called Baby Seal?
My God!
If there isn't, there should be.
Yeah. I would trademark that right here. Season 2, Episode 1 of Agricultural Acts at Indian Ladder Farms. Our executive producer, dude of audio, mark that down. Timestamp that. That idea is ours.
It's part of the underground club scene, I think.
Yes. Absolutely. Alex, anything you want? Do you give it your seal of approval?
Oh!
Everything's got my seal of approval in the cider industry. I've noticed that there's actually a lot of cideries that are owned and operated by women. And whenever you go to a cidery, there's primarily a majority of women working behind the counter and operating in, you know, the back of the house, the front of the house. So, I mean, I support anything that has to do with, you know, women being treated as equally as men. And the two of some of the most popular cideries in the state right now are owned and operated by women. So it's like, I don't know if there's a problem in the cider industry.
Well,
brewers just gotta let the ladies, you know, play with them.
Absolutely.
There's no problem with it.
You know, nobody really will think about it or do anything about it until someone raises the issue and makes us aware of it.
I mean, there's a lot of ladies at this farm that, you know, make my job happen as well as it can happen. And I mean, at least a year and a half, 2 years, Claire, my better half, she was helping us in the canning hall and helping us package stuff. So it's like, you know, we haven't ever had any problem with it. It's just
it's been a very slow change, though. I mean, I remember back, because I'm the oldest person in the world here,
real old.
Yeah, and so you know, you back in the 90s, in the dark ages, and you went to craft brewery things, there weren't even girlfriends there. I mean, and then it sort of opened up to later you'd go to these brewery events and there'd be some really, really bored, disinterested women that were dragged to these things. And now when you go to them, there's actually a fair amount of women that are in the industry that, you know, are respected women in the industry. They're not there just because, you know, some dude brought them.
Right.
You know,
it turns out that this job is a job. And anybody is capable of doing it, men or women. And I think there might be a stigma about like lifting a 50-pound malt bag over your shoulders. It's like a thing, and like women are less, you know, less capable of lifting weight. But I've never seen that issue. And it's just like anybody can do this job, and men or women, it's like they can do it. And sometimes the women can do it better. They have a different way of looking at it, and you know, adding to it, and it's just creating, you know, a more diverse environment of working with somebody. And it's like, it sometimes it's beneficial. It's usually beneficial.
In the music industry, it still has a long way to go, but I've enjoyed watching the awareness being brought to everybody's attention. There aren't enough female representatives in the music industry. And that's certainly the case for female-fronted bands. They don't get the deserved exposure.
No, they don't.
The festivals, they're not getting the exposure. But where I do see it is in record label executives. That is becoming a very female-dominated part of the industry.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I think that's great because it's got to start at the top.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think it's very important for what the Pink Boots Society is doing, to start it at the top and trickle it down.
Well, and I think it's so great. I mean, we had members come yesterday and people that weren't members and were just kind of feeling it out and like, what could this group do for me? And I think that's the most important thing, is that we're going to reach out to women who aren't really sure. I'm super lucky here. The minute I mentioned all of this to Dieter, he was like, yes, do it. I'm on board. It's very supportive here, but I know that's not the case across the board. And so I'm excited to be able to lift other women up and to get this to be the way across the board.
Hats off to you, Dieter. That's awesome, because I know I'd be willing to bet that a lot of people in your position at other places will say, that's a great idea. Let's bring that up at the next meeting. Then it never comes up at the next meeting. And you remind it. And eventually you get beat down so many times, you just want to give up. So important that...
Not being able to recognize that 51% of the population is women, and that they offer a tremendous amount. And you know, it's like my wife is pretty much runs the show here on the other side of this business. And, you know, it doesn't even cross my mind. You know, it's like one of those things, you know, I don't personally think about. You know, it's like, yes, it's who's capable of doing the job. And it's, I don't know, in my case, it's, you know, 50% of the time it's a woman. And so why would you not?
Right.
It's like...
Was the horse that urinated on your car male or female?
Did the Duke?
The Duke.
Yeah. Now, let me put it this way.
He was a boy.
Uh-huh. See, so.
So it was the
Obviously,
Duke.
Obviously, it was a male. Yeah. A female would find some privacy.
That's what I was, yes,
wait,
exactly.
Jeff, remember, he took off the driver's side mirror.
Okay.
So the horses' names were the Duke and the Duchess. The Duke had the saddle on, if you know what I mean.
I will say, the Pink Boot Society thing, I think, too, I've noticed, it's awareness that women are just as equal as men, and it's, like, it's improvement. It's, like, you know, they can have their meetings and point out ways for businesses to improve on where they've fallen short in, you know, empowering women and, you know, making sure that everybody feels at home where they work. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a huge thing, and it's like, it's surprising that it's this, you know, this 2021, and it's just happening now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an old, you know, it's 2013, you said, but it's like,
yeah, but it,
know,
has
it's just coming around now, but it, yeah, it's better late than never.
Yeah.
You know, awareness and improvement.
Right, and I'm a firm believer, you know, I like the Pink Boot Society, I'm all for it and like that, but I also believe that, you know, the strongest thing is to lead by example. And just, you know, do the right thing.
Absolutely.
And he can't join Pink Boot Society, and that's the only reason he said it like that, because I do know that he would join if there was an opportunity.
I
return those Pink Boots?
No, unfortunately,
that I
it's only
for
female and female identifying.
All right. PinkBootsSociety.org is the website. Princess Meg, fantastic for you to come on. I think future episodes of Agricultural Acts, we're going to get some of your other Pink Boot Society members on.
Oh,
we're
absolutely.
We're going to be having Jeff and Erica from Unified on, I think, next time. So Erica is the
co-founder. She's the one who brought
so
me.
I'm sure it will come up again.
Oh, fantastic. Looking forward to that. Princess Meg.
Cheers.
Cheers to you and your ladies.
Yes.
Cheers.
To women.
Clinkies.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Season 2, Episode 1 of Agricultural Acts here at Indian Ladder Farms. Be sure to share that this podcast exists with everybody that you care to share things with. Maybe even just write it on a stall wall.
Listen to us on Bandcamp.
Yeah. Bandcamp.
Follow us.
Follow us where? Follow us to the bar? You want
to
get a drink?
Follow us to the bar. Follow us everywhere.
What's our MySpace account?
Agricultural
Indian _ Lore Leia. Whoa, I can't speak right now.
So cider's hitting him hard today.
Golden
a couple
boy.
Gold boys. You got a little bit in you. Just...
Here's to the women in the brewing industry.
Yay.
Mucho respect. We love you all. Thank you.
You've been listening to Indian Ladder Farms Cidery and Brewery owner-operator Dieter Gehry, its head brewer Scott Veltman, and its head cider maker Alex Gill. The producers and engineers are Troy Pohl and Ian Carlton. Any questions, comments, thoughts, or suggestions can be directed to podcastilf@gmail.com. That's podcastilf@gmail.com. I'm Jeff Morad. Thanks for listening. See ya!